Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
We're continuing our study of Joshua 1:9 about becoming the strong and courageous people God desires us to be. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Let no feeling of discouragement prey upon you, and in the end you are sure to succeed." It's often the way we react to what happens to us that does us the most harm. A man encounters an intense conflict at work. He starts drinking, and it leads to a very serious liver disease. And this disease has much more serious consequences than the work conflict ever did. Discouragement is like a vicious cycle. It feeds upon itself and never fixes the situation. Joshua had good reasons to be discouraged and terrified. A new country, a wayward and numerous people, and powerful enemies. But God tells him, in a way, "Don't be discouraged. If you let yourself get dismayed, if you leave when you're down and out, you're already defeated. You need to take hold of courage. Strengthen yourself in me. I am with you, and you can do all things." God tells us again, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. Temporary discouragement is like a virus. Permanent discouragement is like cancer. The former is much easier to treat. If you sense discouragement lying in wait for you, don't let fear take up more space inside of you than it should. Look unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Hebrews 12:2-3. My friend, Jesus suffered so that you wouldn't have to suffer any longer. I declare it. You're no longer sick and tired of living. Your soul no longer has any reason to be completely exhausted. If discouragement has settled inside of you for far too long, look for help around you and let God heal your wounds one day at a time. You are more than a conqueror in Him.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.